This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
You know, I reap where I haven't sown, and I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
Heaven knows we try, but all around, even and our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happened. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. Wear a Japanese kimono, baby, to be Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Jeans don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back, they're down to a nub. Jeans don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back, they're down to a nub. Yeah! Jeans don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back to the round to a nub. Jeans don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back to the round to a nub. Yeah! Ho! Oh. Yeah! Don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub. Jeans says don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub. Jeans says don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub. Jeans says don't work too hard, always at the pub. Jeans says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub. Yeah!
These Dodgers swirl and this rings the bell. The popcorn is crispy and hot. And others again have a terrible yen for a drink and hits the spot. So if you want candy, the lobby is handy. A condo with sweet and a crew. With your kind permission, we'll have intermission. We're ready to serve all of you.
Date Records presents a Zombies commercial, starring the Zombies in their latest hit single, Time of the Season. Take it away, Zombies!
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
And now a word from Date Records. Folks, Time of the Season is now available in two sizes, the handy single size record or the economy size album featuring Time of the Season and 11 other out-of-sight Zombies tunes. Be sure to get one for yourself and your loved ones. Now back to the music.
It's the time of the season for love.
That's all the time we have, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. So keep well, keep happy, and keep tuned till the next time when Date Records brings you the Zombies.
Thank you. The hard drive from the Fifth Estate Studio A, where the tragic happens in this time slot on a weekly basis here in the Free FM Music Zone. Our team, the big guy, providing chariot and constant direction as to what I should be doing versus what I am doing. The mystery man, with his prodigious skills of whelping the show into a listenable and impish situation, format, etc. Phil and Mike, our management at Free FM, those guys put the mojo in the show, putting their magic dust finishing touches on it. When the files from New Jay appear in their force field, and me, Jumpin' JB, the oaf without borders, here on the program, playing you the likes of 1968's version of Norwegian Wood, albeit by Paraffin Jack Flash, a studio group which, even in the liner notes to this set, nobody knows. The album is called Movers and Groovers. It was a one-shot deal. Some of you listening right now might say, thank God for that. But I say, fooey on you. This is glory as we seek fortune and here on the program. Here for an hour and 58 to fool around and fall in love with you, and then hand the keys to the car over to Retrospect with the ubiquitous yet talented Phil Gray. Preceding this, Mae West in a audible on this show where mojo was interrupted for a time with a version of the Fab's Day Tripper from her album Way Out West, released when she was 72 years old. Good, bad, indifferent, I don't know. Mae West usually provokes a reaction. Took that from a box set called We Can Work It Out, covers of the Beatles, 1962 to 1966. Three CDs of mediocre to maudlin to mangling Beatles songs. Mojo Nixon, speaking of mangled, singing the ballad, although it wasn't, of Shane McGowan's dentist while he was working on Shane McGowan's teeth. Now, that's no longer an ongoing concern since Shane finally, amazingly, made it to his early 60s, passed a couple of years ago. Took it from the album Otis, 1990, the year. The album that also contains the big hit single Don Henley Must Die, which, if a future caper actually comes to fruition, keep that song in mind. That's a tease, son. Randy Newman with Political Science from Sail Away. To me, his masterpiece. And I was suggesting to the mystery man that I hope that Trump and Hegseth actually have the onions to use that song in their war propaganda speeches so Randy Newman can sue the ASS right off them. Or get a concept record of new music. It's been a while since Randy Newman made a new studio record. And Crosby and Stills, Cheaply. Graham Nash may be on that track on Harmony. Neil Young, or Neil Yuck, as we like to call him. Not because I don't like him. It's just that the Uncle Floyd show, that's what they used to call him when they were doing, air quotes, tribute to Neil Young. Neil Young wasn't on that track. He was only on four songs on the 10-song Deja Vu album. The album that was released on this date, March 11th, 1970. And they had something crazy for the time, like 2 million pre-orders. Atlantic Records was happy. It was their biggest seller. I don't like it as much as the first album. It didn't feel as pure. But certainly a number of good songs. Stephen Stills and David Crosby both are awesome on that song, IMHO. And I am delighted to have that as our opening move as we rook you on this night. Some chess references there. Here on the Paleface Parabola, the weekly hour and 58-minute tour de farce of music and verbal. Well, the mystery man had a night at the concert venue about 15 minutes from where we are right now at Studio A, powered up and ready to make with the alchemy and a large side of Crash and Burn. The mystery man saw a band called Solas, S-O-L-A-S, not S-O-U-L-E-S-S. These people are part of the modern-day Celtic music boom, although they've been around for about 25 years. They reunited for, or 30 years, they reunited for their 30th anniversary of making music and playing live. And he said the show was simply great. If he's good and you're on your best behavior out there, you and your ears, we'll talk a bit more about it when the mystery man's magic act ends the show. But right now, as long as we're talking the band up, let's play them, covering Springsteen here on Free FM.
Sleeping in the cars in the southwest. No. charm, no peace, no rest.
Nobody's the Salskis, the Smiths, the Rillies too. The Blacks, the Irish, Italians, the Germans and the Jews. They come across the water, 1,000 miles from home, with nothing in their bellies but the fire down below. They died building the railroads, they worked up bones and skin. They died in the fields and factories, names scattered in the wind. They died to get here 100 years ago, they're still dying now. The hands that built the country were always trying to keep out. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, the gutter's last song. Deer and air, beer flows with the faucets all night long. The shredder for the taking, for any unworking man. Who'll make his home in the American land. Who'll make his home in the American land. Who'll make his home in the American land.
Action.
Is it a stretch or a weird thing to say, and I imagine both qualify, that Pat Metheny's guitar, the lyricism and the liquid type vibe I get from it, it's like Jerry Garcia to a degree, except Garcia on his best day, and he would admit it, couldn't play like this. This is new music from the Pat Metheny Side Eye Trio, which consists of Chris Fishman and Joe Dyson, recorded in Woodstock, New York, and just released last Friday, recorded at the Dreamland Studios. Pat Metheny and Side Eye, and this new track called Don't Look Down, which was unwittingly good advice for the beginning of this week's quest, since we had some mayhem here during our melee, but we seem to have a more solid ground heading at this point, which frees me up to back announce the two songs that I didn't before. Springsteen, a first on this program, and because it sounds a lot like a candidate for St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if Springsteen ever slayed dragons. Well, he did. He won a lawsuit in his early days in the music business against his former manager who was robbing him blind. We heard a track called American Land. That's one of the extra tracks on the 2012 album Wrecking Ball, which is an album I like, and I'm with Springsteen like I am, not as passionately, with the Rolling Stones, where it seems to me every album has some redeeming value and songs, and certainly that one of them, heavily influenced, I would think, by the Pete Seeger sessions that he did in 2006. Springsteen, American Land. If he didn't have help from the Pogues on that track, then that was a reasonable facsimile to my ears, again. And preceding that, the stars of the weekend here at Studio A, Solas. Again, S-O-L-A-S. The album's called The Turning Tide. And this was a couple of ensembles down the road from when they started 30 years ago. But it's a heck of a good record, and they covered to high octane effect Springsteen's The Ghost of Tom Joad on here, which he wrote during his I Want to Be Woody Guthrie phase of the 80s and 90s, and did a really good job fleshing it out, because if you've ever heard that record, an album I really like, I actually think it's the equal, if not the preferred over Nebraska, It's really spare. He murmurs his vocals. You got to read the liner notes, which I'm not always a fan of, but you got to read the liner notes to get a suss on what he's on about. And when you do, it's like, wow, this is a bunch of tales about cartels and making your way across the border before the likes of Alligator Alcatraz was built. And it's a dark album, but it's really good. So say I, Jumpin' JB. Free FM, accept no substitute, brethren. We're good fun. And if you don't think so, we'll keep telling you that we're good fun. Hello to newbies around the world, if there be any out there. For advice, abuse, or comments on our weekly presentation of the Paleface Parabola, 10 p.m. to midnight, live on the radio station and podcast for the next 7 days and archived through a variety of portals. Man, this is a gas to be part of this station. Our text line is 908-914-7582. Rinse, repeat. 908-914-7582. 2 minutes, all the news that gives you fits. Short form, Country Joe McDonald. Yes, the man with the iconic fish cheer, anti-Vietnam, albeit in yuck-yuck fashion, from the stage in Bethel, New York, at the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival of August of 1969. He had enough, 84. Now, if he was younger, I'm thinking Country Joe and the Fish, or the whole band was younger, they would have had a lot to say about the current administration and their trespasses on goodwill of the people. March 7th, 1975, David Bowie released the album Young Americans. He called it his plastic soul record. Yeah, kind of. But I like that album, too. There were some good songs on that record. The masterpiece is the one that follows it. And if I shut up, Station to Station just might be played today. It might be, Rabbit. It might. The war, costing U.S. taxpayers $970 million a day. At least it did for the first 3 days of the war in Iran. And Iran, a province, state of 93 million people, is kicking back against the pricks. They're not taking it. Man, not that I'm rooting for this, but if Iran defeats both Israel and the U.S. with both of their firepowers, that's a storybook. Although I was dismayed to wake up yesterday to the news that Khamenei's son is going to be the new leader of Iran. And he's supposedly even more militant and hardline than Pop. And how could he be the king of pop when Michael Jackson's ghost still lurks, I ask you. Trump. Like I said, some people will die. Man, is he an inspiration or what? It's more like lack of perspiration after you've been out in a hot midday sun for a month or so. As an old friend of mine used to say, what an asshat. And for gas prices, which literally in the station down the street from Studio A have gone up 60 cents in the last 10 days. Donald Trump, because he doesn't have to worry about things like this. Gas prices, if they rise, they rise. Oh, man. I'd like to clothesline that guy. Kalshi took $54 million in bets on Khomeini's death. And now, for those people who predicted it correctly, I'm not sure how you could even do that kind of crystal ballism. They're not paying out. I was like, wait, I laid the money down. You're not going to pay me? Nope. And finally, Brad Reese, 70 years young, is the grandson of the guy who invented the peanut butter cup. But now he's fighting with Reese's about an online presence, and also he's fighting with Hershey's for control of the Reese's legacy. Sounds like fun. All the news that gives you fits, part one. And now that we've given you the news, my friends, here's one of my besties, the band Spirit, from the album when Randy California was out there, Where the Buses Don't Run. The disc is called The Original Potato Land. You don't hear this that often on the radio. Some would say there's a reason for that, but I say, nay, rag chewers, dig on 3 minutes of 1980 Spirit, if you will, on the Pale-Faced Parabola.
And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour presents the new comedy sensation, Patrol Officer Tim O'Malley.
A funny thing happened to me on my beat today. I arrested a guy who was so ugly, I handcuffed his face. 10-4. But no kidding, folks. This guy was so dumb that when I told him I was going to book him downtown, he thought I got him a job in a nightclub. 2-3-4-10-4. You have the right to laugh, but any heckling will be held against you. I want you all to empty your pockets, spread your legs, put your hands up against the wall, and put your right foot in. Take your right foot out. Put your left foot in. Take your left foot out. Do the hokey-pokey and turn yourself around. You're all under arrest.
Looking for the workstation, good to find my boom shovel. Living at the weigh station, looking for the song, brother. Sound on sound, take no mistake about it. Pound for pound, music you can take. Sound on sound, some for me and some for you. Pound for pound, music in the make. Looking for the string gutter, ground wound, steal the voice to me till you get the spread back girls and boys. Sound on sound, we got the tricks for you. Pound for pound, something you can take. Round round sound, some for your mother too. Pound for pound, music on the make. I love the sound of lotion and motion. I love the tune of cream from a dream. If you're around, you'll know what I'm saying.
Chocolate and cherry vanilla. Great Shakes turns milk into a shake that's so thick it stands up to a straw. Shake it!
It's so good now, oh so good now. It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Daddy Flesh can be a soda fountain now with Great Shakes. Yeah, Great Shakes. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get
it. ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool would live like this. Out all night and running wild. The woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. I ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. I said, dang me, dang me. I ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? I said, roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet, so's maple syrup. Well, I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. Ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? And
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, classify you, deny, defy or crucify you. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or tighten you, drag you down or bring you down, chain you down or bring you down. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. I don't want to straight face you, race or chase you, track or trace you, or disgrace you, or displace you, or define you, or confine you. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. Oh, I don't want to meet your kin, make you spin, or do you in, or select you, or dissect you, or inspect you, or reject you. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. I don't want to fake you out, take or shake or forsake you out. I ain't looking for you to feel like me, see like me, or be like me. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you.
One of the kings of early piano boogie-woogie from Chicago, I believe, if I remember his genetic genealogy correctly, was Albert Ammons. This one's called Bass Going Crazy. When I was younger and didn't know any better, I used to call it bass. Why do they call it bass? That's a fish, isn't it, Dad? Get over here. Albert Ammons, man, this guy's got it going on. He and the likes of Pete Johnson, Mead Lux Lewis, etc., huge inspiration on a, 50 years of piano players. That's a guesstimate. James P. Johnson. High quality stuff. Took this from a CD called Blue Boogie, Boogie Woogie Stride and the Piano Blues. Albert Ammons. He knew his way around the 88s. Don't you know? And now you do. Free FM, the Pale-Faced Parabola, the Mystery Man, and me, his time in the sunshine coming up at show's end when we leave the important matters of the day to Phil Gray as he greets the new day, midnight in New Zealand. Another show, podcast all week long. My recommendation, listen to it for seven days, once a day, vitamin R in this case, and you'll hear things that you never knew existed, like the Mystery Man does, except different. Preceding Albert Ammons, there was Sebastian Cabot. Now, those of us who liked bad TV in the 1960s bought into, for a couple of years, that show called, I think it was Family Affair, where Brian Keith was the single dad of three kids, and Mr. French was his right-hand man in keeping order in the household. That was taken from 1967, and some would say take it back. Sebastian Cabot, actor, Bob Dylan, poet, where he talks like that over 12 selections, including Like a Rolling Stone, on the floor laughing, unintentionally, I'm certain, when the record company, which I think was MGM, yeah, at the time, spent money on putting him in the studio and having him rap poetry of Bob Dylan's. But you know, for me, it works. Just the pregnant pauses. Good stuff. Sebastian Cabot, All I Really Want to Do, 1967. Then there was Brad Paisley. And as I noted to the Mystery Man, he's one of the two or three hat guys left in modern day country music that I can listen to and put up with. He's funny. He's a smoking guitar player. I mean, he scorches the strings. And he seems like a really good guy, him and his wife. And from a collection, which is a tribute to the late songwriter Roger Miller, it's called King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller. I believe it was released about 8 years ago. And that version of Dang Me brought me all the way back to grade school, because I think that's when the original by Roger Miller was released. Funny guy. Actually wound up getting a TV show and then a Broadway career. And then he died out of his songs, which the most famous one was King of the Road. But that was Brad Paisley. Dang Me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. A woman, would you weep for me? Doot, 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 doot. Denny Gatton in concert on September 9, 1994. So a lot of numerical alliteration there. And he did a surf medley that began with Apache and then got into some of the other hits of the day. A lot of guitar players can play that stuff. Nobody played it like the Humbler, Danny Gatt. That's on his custom label that he started with his mother, Big Mo Records, which I believe was her name, Maureen. Danny Gatton also played with Robert Gordon. And if you saw him in a pub in Washington, D.C., you walked out and burned your guitar. There's no way you were ever going to be that good. Vicki Peterson from the Bangles and John Cousel from The Family, the band that did The Wind, The Rain, The Park, and A Big Flood. The album came out last year. It's called Long After the Fire. It's on a really good label these days that does music like this. It's so good, I can't remember the name of it. But I think they're married in real life. An inspired collaboration. And we heard Sound on Sound from 2025's album, Long After the Fire. The Bangles were, except for that album that Prince did with them, where he slicked them up a lot, the Bangles were really good. And it didn't hurt to have Susanna Hoffs making those eyes at you during their videos. We began that set with Spirit and the track called My Friend from a concept record that had importance and meaning only to Randy California and the sales to match. But I listened to it over the weekend and said, you know, I feel like listening to Spirit. What album haven't I listened to 500 to 1,000 times since they first came out in the late 1960s? Oh, yeah, this Potato Land record. Check it out. Had some decent songs on there. Ed Cassidy on drums. I think it was the bass player Mike Ness on lead vocals on that track, and Randy California, of course, on lead guitar. Of course. Brain Food, 1970. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, on this the date, they released the song we opened the show with tonight, Deja Vu, won Best New Artist at the Grammys. Those guys were all not new, and certainly not young. But that album's so good. Mostly because of Stephen Stills, but the songs, too, were tremendous. 2008, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Decent Class, John Mellencamp, the little bastard by his own account. The Ventures, being a Kings of Surf and Instrumental Guitar from the 1960s. The Dave Clark Five, who at one point were selling more records than the Fabs. And Leonard Cohen, all in the same class. I'd say, as opposed to now, where you just look at these things for comic relief. You look at the lists of people who are nominated. I actually did find five for this year. The Black Crowes and INXS and Sade were three. I can't remember the other two. But I was like, okay, you know. But what happened to rock and roll? And I don't have a prejudiced bone in my body, but the Wu-Tang Clan, you know, before, say, Jethro Tull, who still isn't in, and I have a friend of mine who boycotts the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for that very reason. It's just silly geese who nominate these people these days. 1975, The Coop. Alice Cooper released the album Welcome to My Nightmare. I haven't liked the Alice Cooper record as much as anything the first band did until they broke up after Muscle of Love in the mid-70s. 10cc released their album, The Original Soundtrack, today in 1975. Is that the album with One Night in Paris on it? Long, sweet. They were pretty original, and that might have been the last album that Godley and Cream worked on before they went to chase down the nuances of their invention, the L guitar. And I don't mean like El Cabong, I mean El Guitar. Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem, 2016, 10 years ago to the day, released the album Painkiller. Another one whose solo career went so well, he had to reunite the Gaslight Anthem. Not mockery, just history. I don't know if we're going to get to any more notes tonight, but we'll try. We'll try to try. In the meantime, we start our second collision of art versus tart. We cheat the hangman. And we got a track for you. The Mystery Man turned me on to this band several years ago. They're from Quebec, if I remember correctly. 20 print temps on this CD. Levant du Nord is the band. And this track, Petit Revue 4. And that clearly is a mangling of what they really meant by that album title. But I got time for these Canadians, who at one point, Quebec wanted to secede from the Union up there in Canada. And I started thinking, it's like, you know, if you take the Deep South and we'll throw in Texas, sure, we'll take Greenland on.
Psycho roommate, she ran up the phone bill, $500 in my name. Psycho roommate said she'd pay the rent, but the check never came. Psycho roommate, she has caused me a lot of grief, and I have suspicions that she's a thief. Cause ever since she started hanging around, a lot of my stuff can't be found. And this is causing me to lose my faith in the human race. If everybody was like her, I'd live in a deserted place. But it was far too late before I realized this demon from hell should be exorcised. I really hate her. Even though I know it's a mean thing to say. But I'm not afraid to speak my mind. Because I'll do anything to make her go away. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-da-da-da-dee. I regret the day that she moved in with me. And sha-la-la-la-la-la-da-da-da-doo. If you don't believe me, I'll tell her to move in with you. Psycho roommate, I think she's got a lot of nerve. Psycho roommate, if she walked in front of my car, I wouldn't even swerve. Psycho roommate, I hope I never see her again, except maybe in court.
Let's go while we're young.
Or the way.
So, a large factor in why I still do this kind of radio and own a record shop after almost 40 years is to pass it on, to turn people on to things that they may not know about otherwise. And I was just saying to the mystery man in that lively banter that we like to whip up on a weekly basis when we do the parabola. I turned a guy on, what he does, he's a massive sponge when it comes to music. But he didn't know about Ahmad Jamal. So I don't know how long ago it was where I actually said, you know, you got to have this. And he said, oh, yeah, okay, you know, I trust you. He's a man who doesn't like Love Forever Changes or the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Those are the two holes in all the things I've recommended to him over the years, which we're just stupefied at when, you know, we carry on about it at the shop. But I said, so what'd you think of the Jamal record? He said, I love listening to that guy. Wow, is he good. I told you, I'm not always right, but when I'm right, I'm right. Right. Ahmad Jamal with The Essence, the title track of his album from the mid-1990s, when supposedly he was past his prime. I think not. Before that, The Fugs from New York City. I said Fugs. From New York City, recorded in the early days of 1966, when they were still Subversive, produced by Ed Sanders. And I think I played that song recently, but you know, wars and rumors of wars are ongoing, so it still applies. I'll try not to play it again this year, but I'll neither confirm nor deny that I just said that. Kill for Peace from The Fugs' second record, recorded in Greenwich Village, New York, in that time frame. Wally Pleasant from Michigan, I think from the Upper Peninsula. The album called Songs About Stuff from 1992. Backstory, it was this really cute brunette that I worked with at an old radio station. And she was listening to my show one day down the hall. Her and her friend, who was also really cute, were running the station one summer after they fired the general manager, and like the current war in Iran, really didn't plan out what would happen next. The college that we worked with absolutely loathed the radio station, never knew what to do with it, kind of like our current situation in Iran. And, you know, we wound up having to say, well, okay, I guess it's up to us, at least for a while. They brought a new guy in, who was my favorite general manager, I think of all time, until Phil Gray. And I'm not just saying that, Phil. Well, I kind of am. But she runs in the studio. She says, I just listened to this album the other day. You got to listen to this. So I, unknown, I threw a song on called Bad Haircut. It's like, oh, I'm in. This is like Jonathan Richman stuff, except not as whimsical. And 1992, the year, several years later, when I had a bully pulpit at my record store, in a good way, we brought Wally Pleasant to town on his tour, and in one or two more shows playing in front of the store, he had the sidewalks packed. We used to do the shows on Saturday afternoon. People would literally be driving off the road, parking their car, and coming to see music. Had a band called the Curb Howlers once. It was my friend Kenny Stearns and my ex-friend El Roncho, and they had a two-man acoustic blues set. Kenny would take off his shoes and socks, put out a stomp board, and keep percussion with his feet. And those guys could play harmonica and guitar and sing. They were great. Wally didn't play harmonica, but he sang funny songs. The album's called, once again, Songs About Stuff. It's on the Miranda record label. I think Wally wound up writing for Demento at one point, Dr. Demento. And started the set with Levant du Nord, again from 20 Printemps, which I imagine means 20 greatest hits. And I thought that track was lovely. Hopefully you did too. You can voice your choice or lack thereof to the text line here at Studio A, 908-914-7582. That's 908-914-7582. As always, we thank you for your ears, and need we remind you that you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll mostly cry. Number two, pencils and notebooks mandatory. Clothes optional. And this, a last-minute save. I've been meaning to play this CD, something off it, for a month. Because I think it's all the music that Paul Simon has made. And he's touring this year. I thought he had to retire because of hearing problems or something along those lines. He's playing at least a couple of gigs at Forest Hills, home turf, in the summertime. Graceland gets the love. Simon and Garfunkel gets adoration. But the records Paul Simon has made in his solo career, off times, magnificent. Especially this one. I think it's as good, if not better, than Graceland. The name of the album is The Rhythm of the Saints. I must have been listening to it the other day and left it in the player. So I opened the disc here at Studio A because, yes, it's the hardware or it's nowhere. And, oh, man, nothing's in here. Mystery Man dives into his archives and comes up, submerges from the deep water with The Rhythm of the Saints. And we're going to listen right now together to The Tale of the Cool, Cool River here on the Pale-Faced Parabola Free FM 89.0 Hamilton, NZ from Sussex County, New Jay.
Traffic, anger, and no one can heal it. Shoves a little bump to the momentum. It's just a little lump, but you feel it in the creases and the shadows. It's a rattling deep emotion. The cool river sweeps the wild, wide ocean. Yes, boss, the government handshake. Yes, boss, the pressure of language. Yes, boss, Mr. Stillwater.
believe in the future. I may live my car, my radio tuned to the voice of a star. Song dogs barking at the break of dawn. Lightning pushes the edge of a thunderstorm. Old hopes and fears still at my side. Anger and no one can heal it. Slides through the metal detector. Lives like a mole in a motel. Slide, slide, projector. Cool. Wild, wild ocean. The rage of love turns inward. Prayers of devotion. These prayers are the constant road across the wilderness. These prayers are the memory. And these streets, quiet as a sleeping army, send their battered dreams to heaven, to heaven, for the mother's restless son, who is a witness to, who is a warrior, who denies his urge to break and run, who says, hard times I'm used to them. Speeding planet burns, I'm used to that. My life's so common it disappears. And sometimes even music cannot substitute for tears.
Play it twice again.
Yeah.
Come on,
come on,
come on.
just too tender, something I'm not. I pull too tight when we tie the knot. Surrender, something I can't let go in our raving rent. But I resolve to solve this problem and be the one you need. And one day you'll see, you will call me Mr. Tender, Mr. Tender. It's almost a joke. If it were funny and didn't make you choke, a pretender. Yeah, that's what I am. Acting the part, but it's really a sham. But I am working, oh, I'm working so hard to give you the love you need. And one day you'll see, you will call me Mr. Tender. I will smooth the edges from my roughness, and I'd lose the venom in my toughness. And I resolve to solve this problem and be everything you need. Mr. Tender, yeah, that's what I'll be. You won't believe that it's coming from me. The agenda is nothing but love. I'll make it come from below and above. And I am working, oh, I'm working so hard to give you the love you need. And one day you'll see, you're gonna call me Mr. Tender.
The mighty clouds of Gaius.
Well, if you're looking for thematic segues on this program, sometimes, but you've come to the wrong place. Went from Tender to the Mighty Clouds of Gaius. This piece being Reverend Billy C. Wirtz from 1990. The track is called Rev It Up Parts 1 and 2. The album's called Backsliders Tractor Pull. The Rev was part of the blues circuit for a while, and then branched off on his own. He's a really funny guy. In his time, Reverend Billy C. Wirtz. And that was the antecedent to Samuel St. Thomas. From Stroudsburg, PA. It's from the tribute called Piss and Vinegar, The Songs of Graham Parker, from 1996. A track that GP cut for the album Burning Questions originally, and Sam covered on this album. Very Dylan-esque in the vocal. And I like it. or I wouldn't have played it. 20-song album. Half of it's really strong. I debated at the last minute to play a track by a woman named Stephanie Sayers and lost the debate, the inner debate, the voice inside my head, because her song was 5 minutes and Sam's was 2.5. But that's not the only reason I played it. I played it because I like it. Did I say that already? Of course I did. Easy Star All-Stars with help from Fishbone. Yes, the band that had an okay run at the turn of the 80s into the 90s. In fact, I think they did a couple Lollapalooza shows here in the States. Took that from Ziggy Star Dub on the Easy Star label, and their hook is that they do classic albums, reggae and dub style. And I like all their records. The initial one I saw was from 2003 when they did Dub Side of the Moon, and it was a reggae version of Dark Side of the Moon. I thought it was stellar. A lot of people who want to hear Dark Side of the Moon note for note, year after year, didn't like it at all, and I gave up after a while recommending it. Began the set with Paul Simon, The Cool, Cool River, from the Rhythm of the Saints, 1990 of the year. If you don't have this record, you've made a mistake. It's so good. Brazilian in nature, because he's a musical chameleon, and he's supposed to be a peckerhead in the studios, but you know, if your reputation is on the line and you're a born perfectionist, you're going to be a peckerhead, as opposed to this show, which is loose around the edges. Retrospect, number 718 on the horizon shortly, as is the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act. I guess we got time for one more. Speaking of Graham Parker,
hold back the night, turn on the Susie?
Yes.
Susie Cream Cheese?
Yes.
This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Susie Cream Cheese, honey, what's got into you?
The tale of Frankie and Susie makes me feel warm and fuzzy all over. From Freak Out, 1966, the year, on the Verve label. Still my favorite. As much for the liner notes as for the music itself. And the music is, and vocals are all over the place with Zappa's sardonic sense of humor intact. And right before this, Graham Parker and the Rumor from one of my favorite albums of all time, Heat Treatment, the second record they released in 1976. And the kick behind that one is that's one of the bonus tracks on CD. It's called Hold Back the Night. It was a disco song by the Tramps, and these guys took it, added horns, and rocked it up. I think it's fantastic. It's fantastic that they were creative enough and able to do that. Again, Hold Back the Night by GP and the Rumor. Well, that brings us to now and the Mystery Man's time in the spotlight to share his music with you. I love the title of this band. I know nothing about him, and we're going to hear what he knows about them right here, right now. So, Thelonious Bosch is the name of the band. And what do you know?
Not a whole lot.
I was hoping you'd help me out there.
They seem to be from the Minneapolis area.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure if they're still together. This record, it goes back to 2006, I think. Well, and there's sort of a... Quite a bit of a Celtic flavor to them.
Ah.
So.
Wonderful. Well, that would kind of fit the mentality of the title of the song that we're about to play to finish the show.
Which is Drunken Brawl.
And there'll be plenty of that going on this week because we Irish, no matter the setting, no matter how genteel the crowd is, get a couple amber nectars in us. And let the chips fall where they may in terms of walking out of a pub intact. That's the finale of, or this will be the finale of the Pale Face Parabola for this Wednesday night, March 11th, 2026. It has been a time that these last couple hours where we've had to overcome some obstacles. But we powered back up, and we hope that you have been entertained here with jocularity and sounds. We thank you for your ears. Retrospect next. Text line 908-914-7582 while you play along to the sweet sounds of Thelonious Bosch. Sláinte.
Never got drunk in my crib, never got drunk on the swing, never got drunk on the bus, never got drunk in the fort, never got drunk while you were gone, never got drunk before the prom, never got drunk behind the field, never got drunk behind the wheel. What do me, you gotta believe, I never got drunk, as you can see, I'm perfectly sober. What do me, you gotta believe, I never got drunk, as you can see, I'm perfectly sober. Drunk in our bed, never got drunk at the club, never got drunk when we were wet, never got drunk while smoking pot, never got drunk at your burial plot, never got drunk that's in your head, never got drunk till you were dead. One who me, you gotta believe, I never got drunk, as you can see, I'm perfectly sober. One who me, you gotta believe, I never got drunk, as you can see, I'm perfectly sober.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.